If you've ever tried to drink something through one of those little red coffee stirrers instead of a full-sized straw, you know what it's like to breathe with asthma.
And you just can't get the air in.
Virginia Rady, who lives in Farmers Branch with her husband Nick, has had asthma since she was 2. She's 27 now, but tests show her lungs are like those of a 65-year-old. If something triggers her airways to twitch and close up, it could be deadly. That means avoiding
cats, dogs, pollen, grass, dust, exercise, stress. If I were to get really emotional and start crying, I could actually trigger an asthma attack. So my parents kind of treated me like a porcelain doll, which was frustrating, but I understand why they did it. Because they were just scared spitless that, you know, she's going to stop breathing.
Rady tried to go away for college, just an hour north to Sherman. But after a bad flare-up first semester, she moved back home. See, for people with severe asthma, an inhaler isn't enough. Treating the disease means hospital visits, skipping school or work, and taking steroids to fight inflammation. Oh, and listening to this soundtrack. That's a breathing machine that converts liquid asthma medication into a mist you inhale through a mouthpiece.
During a bad exacerbation, I actually will wake myself up. I'll set an alarm on my phone, wake myself up, take my treatment, go back to sleep. And it's because if I don't, I'll wake up later not breathing.
For decades, this device lived by Rady's bed. Since February, it's been gathering dust in her closet. That's when she had a procedure called bronchial thermoplasty.
We go into airways that are 3 millimeters or bigger, and we're heating them up. And it doesn't get real hot. It gets about as hot as a cup of coffee.
That's right. Hot metal inserted into the lung over and over again. Gary Weinstein, a pulmonologist at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas, says it might sound like torture, but he's done this on dozens of patients, including Rady. While inhaled drugs and other medications offer temporary relief, he says, bronchial thermoplasty attacks the problem at its root, the muscles in the lungs themselves. The procedure is done in 3 visits, separated by 3 weeks. Each time, the catheter delivers thermal energy that essentially burns off the outer layer of smooth muscle cells. Less smooth muscle means less seizing up.
It's clear from the studies, it seems to be a very good therapy.
And there's a 5-year study just published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. It shows no long-term safety issues and points to a drop in asthma attacks, ER visits, and days lost from work and school. The biggest drawback? The body's reaction to the treatment.
It's like shoving a stick at a hornet's nest.
But for Rady and many others, when that asthma flare-up subsides, it's life-changing.
So Nick and I, we've been married for almost 1.5 years now, and I'll show you the nursery. It's in pieces right now.
Rady, who's a nurse, has been putting off pregnancy until she can cut down on steroids, which can cause thinning bones, mood swings, even type 2 diabetes. Now that she's able to go outside and exercise, she's hoping to build enough stamina to keep up with a toddler.
I can't imagine saying, Nick, the kids are yours now. I've got to go take a breathing treatment and then a nap. And that's just the way it would have to be. But hopefully now I can try and be kind of normal.
Bronchial thermoplasty isn't a magic wand. Don't expect to throw out your inhaler. And while Rady's insurance did help pay the $20,000 bill, many insurers are still not covering bronchial thermoplasty. Still, both patients and doctors are glad to have one more weapon in the fight against asthma. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.